The General Services Administration today chooses 21 companies for a spot on its Office Supplies 3 contract. 20 of them are small businesses. GSA expects to save about $90 million a year with the OS3 contract. Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners, and he writes the Week Ahead newsletter, and he sees a couple of surprises on the OS3 list. Larry, when you look at the list and you look at what's changed from OS2, what jumps out at you, my friend? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Francis. The biggest thing that jumps out at you is no Staples.
The company Staples, not the product Staples.
That's right. Certainly in an Office Supplies contract.
There better be Staples on there.
Right. But no Staples, the company. They had been one of the top two, maybe three companies on OS2, certainly one of the more recognizable names, one that has had a significant role to play in the federal office supply segment for well over 15 years. So very noticeable by their absence. Also, too, there had been a strong rumor, Francis, that a non-traditional player, Amazon, would jump into this business, which had been something the traditional office supply contractors had kind of been concerned about. No Amazon on the list of awardees either. It's unclear to me whether they actually submitted a bid, even though there were some people around the Beltway who were interested in having them do so.
That's a fascinating concept to me, because I think anybody that pays attention to this stuff knows that Amazon is a very significant services business in IT, and their cloud presence is huge, and they have terrific people working there. I would not have thought of Amazon as even a candidate to go on a product contract like this.
Well, if you listen to some of the people talking out of the Office of Management and Budget, whether it's in the Chief Information Officer's department or the people who are running up the strategic sourcing program overall, you know, they're very high on commercial, what they consider best-in-class providers, and they kind of like the Amazon website. They've always compared to the GSA Advantage site. Why can't it be more like Amazon? And I think they'd like to be able to take advantage of some of the real-time commercial pricing that marketplace can bring to you. There are people at Amazon who are close to people in the administration. So that was the genesis of the discussion. But so, you know, I think the feds would like to be able to say, look, we're not just as good as Amazon, but we have Amazon supplying us, but that's not the case here.
21 businesses, 20 of them small businesses. Does that composition cause any raised eyebrows, anything noteworthy about that?
I think there are two things worth noting on that. One positive, the other kind of a question mark. First of all, GSA has certainly gone out of its way to be sensitive to the small business issues that are swarming around strategic sourcing all of the time. So, you know, certainly you can't make everybody a winner, but there is a strong proclivity on the part of GSA to try and reward as many small firms as possible and get away from the concept that only large businesses can compete for strategic sourcing contracts. The flip side of that, Francis, is that looking through the names in the office supply winners, there are some familiar names that you know and would expect to be there, but there are an awful lot of companies that I'm not sure are particularly well-known in the federal space. And so I think there's a question there about how well some of these folks are going to perform. At least one of the awardees we know had an issue with performance on OS2. Obviously, GSA felt that that had been taken care of in awarding them an OS3 contract. So, you know, while there are a lot of small businesses and good opportunities for small businesses, what I always say is we can't look at small businesses as a monolithic entity. I think there are going to be some good performers on OS3 among these awardees and some that we're going to have to watch.
The email from GSA that outlined OS3 came, it's timestamped 1:02 this afternoon. We're speaking just a couple hours after that. Do you think people have started writing protests yet, Larry?
You can bet on it, Francis. You can bet that the protest wheels are turning, at least in terms of provisional protests. I'm certain that unsuccessful offers will be wanting a debriefing from GSA on why they weren't successful. But with this many companies in play, with this much potential business on the line, I think that one or two protests are a virtual certainty. That'll delay the implementation of the contract potentially by some amount, probably push it back till after the start of the next fiscal year. So that's part and parcel of government contracting life right now, and why should office supplies be any different?
Some famous quote about the best intentions could go right in there, Larry, but we'll let it lie. Larry Allen's the president of Allen Federal Business Partners and writes the Week Ahead newsletter. Just a minute or so left, Larry, but in the newsletter this week, you mentioned something about the new base access protocol that people should be thinking about that they may not be quite yet.
Well, that's right. There was news out last week, Francis, that talked about how DOD is tightening up military base access specifically for civilian personnel and dependents of military personnel. Left unsaid, but I think an important question to ask is what type of access there's going to be for the contractor community. One of the big issues after 9/11 was how you as a trusted contractor could get on a military base to conduct business. Over the interceding number of years, there have been protocols worked out to allow that. This latest step by DOD seems to tighten things up again. And it does so during the federal buying season, where a lot of companies are trying to make their federal year numbers. So it's something that I think everybody should stand up and take note of, even though the article itself didn't specifically talk about contractors. If you're a contractor, you ought to be asking your military customer whether or not you can still get in to talk to them.